Hello and welcome to another episode of MetPro Insights. Logistics is a challenging operation. Managing incoming deliveries and outgoing orders, finding space for new products, prepping stock for picking, staff performance, processing returns, checking orders, liaising with internal departments, liaising with external third-party suppliers and more, all whilst maintaining a pick accuracy of over 99% is no easy feat. So just what is required to keep on top of so many moving parts, and how do we at MetPro ensure our service levels remain high? We sat down with MetPro Group Warehouse Manager Elsa Hooper to talk it through. Considered a legacy colleague and having enjoyed a strong career with MetPro so far, Elsa provides some fantastic insights into what goes on behind the scenes, including her favourite part of the job, the biggest challenges she feels within the logistics space at present, and how she's forged her own career with MetPro over nearly a decade. We hope you enjoy this episode, and on with the show.
I love being busy, like, as much as people are like, are you okay? Is everything okay? I'm like, yeah, that's the way I am. I just love that there's so much going on in my head, and the beauty of my job is I'm in and out. I can be in the office 1 minute, and then I'll be out in the warehouse, and obviously I've over the 7 units. It's good, though.
Elsa, thanks for joining me. I know you're very busy. My apologies for taking you away. What was our overall pick accuracy in 2022?
Our overall pick accuracy was 99.7% last year.
Okay. And how are we tracking for 2023?
Currently, we are on 99.8. So we have slightly increased from last year.
Nice. Okay. So how do we... Because the 99.9% extra digit percent has been something that we've been recording for quite a while now.
Yeah.
And I always remember a stat that we had, and it was something like 99.99% pick accuracy from 2012 to 2017, 18 and on.
Mm-hmm.
How do we ensure that that happens? Like, what have you done between last year and the start of the first half of this year?
So what we've put in place is, so like, every person will have a pick sheet where they go and pick an order, and we have one person to pick the order, one person to check the order, and one to pack the order. So that's actually like three different people, set of eyes looking at the order.
Okay.
So that's our main thing, which does seem to be working, because in the past, if you've got the same person checking and packing it, that's when things have been going out. We also, when I speak with sales, so they'll always make us aware of the errors that have gone out. We'll look at if there's like repetitive things that are happening. For instance, we have similar product stock in the grounds, or they've got similar item codes, and we will get them moved, just because when you're in a rush, it's these little things that your eyes just slip. And also what we do is, when we have goods coming in, because that's just so important to get that away correctly, when that's put away into the ground locks and into the stock in the air, then we get it post-checked to make sure that stock is actually correct to what we've planned on the system.
Okay.
And that will stop things going into the ground lock incorrectly.
Right, okay. Well, I know you were a bit nervous before we started filming this.
Yeah. just a little bit.
Yeah. So I'm just going to throw a bit of a spanner in the works and ask a question that I had for later on, and I'm going to bring it in now.
Stop it.
Just to keep you on your toes. Because the pick accuracy is driven in large part by the layout of the warehouse. Now, we've got to be careful here, because we don't want to give too many trade secrets away. But how does that layout and that constant review of the layout play into feed into the picking accuracy that goes out to the customer?
So where we've got it laid out in the warehouse, we have everything in different aisles, like A, B, C, D. And we have like our A, Bs, what are close to the dispatch area. They're our most popular products.
Mm.
The idea of that is to get them into the dispatch area as quick as possible, so we can get more lines picked and pushed through the door that day. And then we have items, as you go further on, we have a back wall, and then there are items where we only sell them like 4 times a year.
Right. Oh.
We also have really popular items where they need a full ground picking location, and they'll also have a permanent level 3, what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea behind that is to stop the guys having to keep going into the main office to find another location for the same product in the air. Instead, if they know if that's a permanent level 3, they can just drop it in to keep the workflow going.
Okay.
But then every 6 months, what I do is I'll look at the average monthly demand, because a lot changes all the time. And then you might find stuff that no longer needs that level 3, or stuff on the back mall might be becoming more popular and it needs a ground location. So that's pretty much what I try to do to keep it more efficient out there.
Okay. How much planning is involved when we're bringing a new product in? Because we seem to have, in the past, certainly the past couple of years, we seem to have increased our product portfolio quite a bit, especially with some of the chunky products like Channel. I mean, Conduit Tube was bad enough.
Yeah.
So how do you go about that, and how challenging is it?
So normally what we'll do is we'll have an idea on the size of the boxes and weights and all that, but obviously when it comes in to us, we do a part amendment form,
right,
which we have to basically make sure that Sage, the system we use, all matches with the product that we're having in.
Mm-hmm.
But what we'll do is we'll have an idea of the quantities coming in and everything, and then we can kind of grasp the size box it's going to be to plan a location for it. So that's all pre-done, because we usually get quite a bit of notice of when it's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So I can prepare the label, the location, do a bit of rejigging. So there's never that, you know, it's arrived what we're going to do with it. And then we also have like our lengths, like you've mentioned. Whereas that has been a very, like a new product, like all new products are, that's been one way it's came in. We kind of knew the sizing and everything, but then we've just had to keep rejigging it to suit us, really.
Okay.
Because how we wanted it planned originally, we can't do, so we just have to react to it once it's here.
Yeah, it's never static down there. Mm. Every time I come, and if I go and have a wander around, there's always a product that's in a different location. And I know that in the past, you've moved two products apart because their SKU code has been so similar.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
But I think that's great, because you know it's being monitored on a regular basis, and you're identifying these, we keep picking that wrong because, you know, it's that, and people's eyes get tired, you know, it's not an easy job by any stretch. But it does, I mean, it clearly makes a difference, hence the, what did you say 2023 tracking accuracy was?
We're on 99.8.
99.8, okay.
Currently, we are trying to get to that 99.9, because that's our main target for this year. That's
what happens if you don't get to 99.9?
I'm going to cry.
Okay.
No, we're so just like one error off, and it's so frustrating. And when we have to say it to the guys, you can see it in their face. We just all really want to hit that 99.9.
Yeah.
That's our determination.
Good. No, that's really positive.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, what's the, because you've been doing the warehouse manager job for a year, 2 years?
Yeah, I'd say nearly a year now, yeah.
So what's the, because we're going to come on to how you got to this point in a minute, but what's the hardest aspect of the job now?
I think for me personally has been the recruitment side of things, because this last 6 months we have never had so much turnover in staff, and we've grown massively, so obviously new faces are always there.
Mm.
And it is so difficult to find people out there that actually want to work, that are committed, that attendance is there, the timekeeping, just every little thing. It's been so difficult. Like, you get someone in and you're like, oh yeah, you know, it's working out, then all of a sudden they'll just won't turn up and they don't let you know. And it's kind of, we're not that kind of company where we turn over staff like that.
Yeah.
We like people to come, you know, and get a full contract. And that's what where we're struggling at the minute. But I'd say definitely the recruitment for me, and also the training. So currently we've had two new supervisors.
Right.
So they're in senior roles. And also we've had someone to support the admin as well, which having them like together is quite hard to train them all up and be there for all of them.
Yeah.
But it's just one of them things, and now in the long run it is going to benefit myself and the company, definitely.
Okay.
With the growth.
What's your opinion of the caliber of people at the moment? Because we've got a number of people out in the warehouse who have, I would call them legacy staff, because they've been here for such a long time. And you're one of them.
Yeah.
But the people that are coming through the door now, who, you know, they're coming for an interview, or they say they want a job, do you find it difficult to find really good people?
Yes.
Because I think it's needle in haystack at the moment.
Yes, it's so frustrating.
Why do you think that is?
To be honest, I have no idea. Like, when I speak to all these different agencies, there's so many people out there after jobs.
Mm.
But I don't know if it's when they come here and then they think, oh, this is easy. And then when they're actually here, it's very reactive, very, you know, fast paced.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's to do with that. And I generally don't know. It is very difficult. Like, I find it's pretty much taken like pretty much a full time job. Just the whole speaking to the agencies, constantly getting people in, having casual walk arounds. Because obviously I like to get people in to have a casual walk around.
Yeah.
To see, one, if it's right for them, because otherwise it's a waste of time just getting them in.
Mm.
And two, to see if, like, I'm making that right decision, see if they're going to fit the company and stuff, and a bit of background about them. And then also even having meetings with the agencies, because obviously they want to get in here and see the building and see what we're all about. So it is difficult. It is like a full-time thing when you need that much staff in one go.
Yeah.
But now we are getting to a point now, fingers crossed, I don't want to jinx anything, where we're only actually looking for one person now.
Okay.
So hopefully it'll start slowing down a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, fingers crossed for me.
Okay. Good. Okay. Well, let's focus on your history then with MetPro, because like we said, you know, warehouse manager now for coming upon a year.
Yeah.
But you've been here for...
Just gone 8 years in the May, years. Yeah.
Okay. Almost, no, yeah, a bit longer than me then. What's been the journey?
So I started here and I did half warehouse operative and half admin.
Mm.
So that's how small we were. I was able to go in the afternoon. The lads would do the container. I would go off picking and packing. And then the guys would come down to relieve me. And then I'd go into the office and start preparing all the paperwork and put it on for the couriers. And then as we grew, I got promoted as a supervisor, and then I had my own little assistant, Gail, who's still here as well, and she helped me, supported me with all the paperwork, and that freed me up a bit more to be the supervisor. And then, yeah, that's how it's grown. I've actually been a supervisor for so many years, and then, then they promoted me to the manager, which was a big shock.
I don't know. Well, I guess, yeah, I understand why it would be, but from the outside looking in, it never was, ever.
It's mad.
Yeah, there's never been a question of competence, and certainly not attitude.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah, but it's true, and it's, you know, it's something that we've. It's not just me that's saying. I'm certainly not just saying it for the camera. it's true. That's an interesting question, actually, because you started when we were a lot smaller. I mean, even since 2019, we've effectively doubled.
Yeah.
Doubled in size, certainly in terms of turnover. What's that change been like?
So I think
from your perspective,
it was obviously getting more challenging for Gail, because obviously she was doing the paperwork on her own.
Yeah.
But you know, I was always there to support her, because I obviously knew the job myself. And then the old manager at the time, she used to step in and support as well. But yeah, it's mad to think how we were surviving and such little staff and what we was turning over. It's just crazy. Whereas I think that's where we're struggling a bit more now, because back then we had more experienced staff, that, like you say, the legacy staff.
Yeah.
Whereas now we've got more fresh eyes, new people, which are still trying to find the feet, learn the products, you know, be familiar with items, because there is some silly little errors going out. Whereas to me, that's like, why is that happening? They look totally different. But to someone that's new, they're not going to know, are they, any different? So, it's mad to think back what we used to do. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's been a nice journey. It's certainly been stressful and challenging.
Yeah,
at
least times, yeah.
Very rewarding.
100%.
Yeah, really rewarding.
Yeah.
Let's bring things back to your function,
mm-hmm.
And your department. So I know we've kind of touched it, but could you give us a little bit more insight into how we organise the warehouse, what challenges you face on a day-to-day basis? And I mean, like I said earlier, it's never static. And I was talking about SKUs then, but I'm talking about people, as you'd expect. But it's constantly people zipping up and down. There's forklifts going round. Container a day.
Yeah, some weeks it can be like you'll have a container, and you'll also have what we call LCL, so that's like delivery of lengths, which will also have pallets on there.
Yeah.
And like today, we've had two lorries of 38 pallets on each one. And then we've also had two lengths of conduit tube and then accessories as well with that. So it can be quite hectic. That's just the way it seems to be. We seem to have like a nice week where we can catch up, and then we have like solid weeks of where you haven't got time to go, like have 5 minutes. It's just the way it seems to be.
So how do you keep on top of it?
Planning.
Yeah.
That is like the main thing. And I think what's been a big learning journey for me is knowing that people don't see the things you see. Like, not everyone has the same set of eyes as you. So as I would see things and be like, that should have been pre-planned, to them, they don't think like me. So that's been a big thing for me when I've been doing training and things. But yeah, I do think planning and organising is the key. So you know what's coming in. Obviously, some things you have to react to because you've got to have it in, and you just deal with it. That's just the way we've always been. But I do think planning So you can prepare, like, so for instance, if I know we're struggling for space on the lengths and it's like, right, let's see what's coming in then, I can pre-plan, or I can speak to purchasing, say, is there anything you can do to slow stock coming in, or to sales to say it needs to be selling a bit quicker because we've got this big load coming in, which we are getting better in that communication in different departments, because I think that didn't help us not communicating well.
Yeah.
And then we'd react when it happened. But yeah, literally knowing what everyone can do as well, being aware of different staff's needs and who's capable of driving a forklift. Mm. That's so important when you're getting to know the staff, so you know you've got to do what, basically.
Yeah.
And it's great in the mornings. I have my two supervisors who will organise the day. So obviously I'll speak to them in the morning. What's the plan for the day, guys? And then I'll put in whatever I need to say, and then off they go, and then they'll plan for that day. But again, things can change.
Yeah.
And like goods in might need to support goods out, or vice versa. But yeah, it's good.
It's like an ongoing strategy game.
It is. It's good though. I like doing it. I love spinning the plates. Like being like, oh, now we've got to react to this. We need to stop that. And it's trying to get the new supervisor to think that way.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, I've only got this staff, I can't stop them doing this job. It's like, no, you can, because that's only going to take so much time, and then they can jump back onto there. So yeah.
Okay.
It's a different day every day, basically, but it's great.
But what's your favourite part of the job?
Oh, I love being busy. Like, as much as people are like, are you okay? Is everything okay? I'm like, yeah, that's the way I am. I just love that. There's so much going on in my head. And the beauty of my job is I'm in and out. I can be in the office 1 minute and then I'll be out in the warehouse. And obviously I've the seven units. It's good though.
Seven units.
I know, it's crazy.
I think we started with a garage.
See, I never saw the old place.
Did I see the old? Yeah, I saw. I mean, we had two. I was present for very short periods of time at the previous two locations. Which were obviously significant. I think 17,000 was the one prior to this.
Oh, really?
And then now, what are we up to? 60,000, circa 60,000 across seven units, like you say. It's scary, but it's really encouraging. It's really good. Yeah. It's great, but it's like, wow. What a journey we've been on. It's incredible.
Yeah, because when I first came here, it's when they first moved to this unit. They'd not long been here. And then we had Unit 1B.
Yeah.
Then we had Unit 3C. And then it ended up being Unit 7A. Then we ended up with 7B, then 3B, and then 7C.
Yeah, we've almost monopolised the industrial estate.
We're taking over.
Yeah, we are.
We need to keep going. Knock them all into one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what would you say, just to wrap things up? Well, actually, no, I've got a couple of questions, actually, just to wrap things up. What's the biggest challenge outside of recruitment, do you think, within the logistics space at the minute?
It was generally the space. So at one point, we had containers coming in, but no space in the racking to put anything. So we had to pre-plan, knowing this was our situation. And what we had to do is we have stock, which are on what we call low pallets. So it's heavy stuff, but there's only like two layers.
Mm.
So it's really low pallets. And we used to have to get them out and stack them all up. But again, that was a lot of making sure where it's all logged, to make sure it's on the system, to know if, instead of us running around trying to find missing stock. So again, that was properly planned for. But to be fair, since talking with purchasing and, you know, getting our heads together, it has slowed down. The incoming stocks, I think, was at one point over like 6 months stock here holding. And I think they wanted to get it down to 2.5, which is great. So now we're receiving deliveries and we're able to plan them to go into lovely locations the way it should be. But obviously I do understand, like with the lengths, that's where it can be difficult, because we have literally got three units full of strut, channel, which at one point it was very, very stressful having it in, because it's not the smallest item to hide.
No.
But now it is getting there. We do find we have a wad of like loads of it coming in, but then we'll have like a break.
Yeah.
But that was definitely the biggest challenge, I'd say. And just communicating with purchasing and sales, like, about this situation we're going to be facing, and yeah, definitely the space.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, you know, we're just over halfway through 2023. You've already been making changes this year, and I know that they're going to be ongoing as well, but we, you know, Christmas, that's on the way, then we're going into Chinese New Year. We've got Microsoft Dynamics, which is going to be launching hopefully early next year. What do you see as your future plans for the department? Have you got any big exciting plans at the moment, or is it more a case of we'll kind of take it as it comes.
My main thing at the minute, I am trying to sort the units.
Right.
So as the stock levels are reducing, am I able to plan better? So one unit's kind of going to be the strut. Well, two units, let's say, yeah. The strut. But then we have one where we have to wait for QC to check their item. So we'll keep that in there. It's like our holding area. And then I'll have to keep moving then into the other unit, which does sound painful. But then I'd rather do that than anything happen. We have to pull it all back out.
Yeah.
And I just want designated units for designated things so we know exactly what's where. Because we have our special items, which we sell, our OEM products, where we was keeping them in one unit and it was lovely. But then when we were struggling with space, we were literally putting anything in any location we could. So I'm trying to get back to that so it is easier to locate stock.
Okay.
Yes, that's the main thing at the minute, getting the unit straight, keeping on top of them. You know, the guys communicating, that's a struggle. Trying to squeeze the guys to communicate with me when they're like getting to a point they're not being able to tidy the units up after themselves or stuff's going on. But yeah, that's,
Okay. Nice. What else? Look, it's been an absolute pleasure. And I don't think we've taken too much of your time. No, we're okay. So you could go back to whipping people into shape. Yeah, hope this has been another insightful little conversation into what's going on at MetPro, and we'll see you in the next one. Thanks, mate.
Lovely. Thank you.